IMF has said more work needs to be done on crypto regulation. That's as we've seen an increase in the use of cryptocurrencies, especially in emerging markets. And joining me now with a greater perspective on regulation in South Africa is General Counsel at Luno, Lucy James. Thank you for your time, Lucy. Now, around the world, governments have been engaging in efforts to regulate the cryptocurrency market. But I mean, how do you regulate something that is in its core decentralized?
Yeah, I think the important point is we don't try and regulate the coin or the cryptocurrency itself. What we regulate is the services related to it. So, you know, a service provider might provide custody of Bitcoin, or they might provide exchange services from cryptocurrency to Rand. And it's those services and the providers of those services that we regulate.
So if I'm getting this right, it would be Luno that's abiding by the regulations on how it conducts and provides these crypto services, right?
Absolutely right, yeah.
All right. Now, is regulation welcomed by the crypto industry, or will it make operations maybe more difficult?
No, it's, well, for the vast majority of the responsible part of the industry, it's absolutely welcomed. As with any regulation, it obviously adds a sort of an extra layer of requirements. But, I mean, we see that as hugely positive. I mean, consumers are going to have a far greater degree of trust in who they're dealing with, knowing that they're held to those standards. The financial system itself, we can be more confident that the players within it are, you know, keeping it safe, ensuring that illicit criminal funds aren't flowing through it. And then for the crypto industry itself, once we have that degree of trust from consumers, from the wider system, I think we're going to see a much higher degree of adoption, and also a whole lot more opportunities open up in terms of the people and the businesses we can work with. And also those more traditional businesses are going to be able to offer crypto products and services themselves, which is just generally better.
Yeah, and I guess from that, I mean, the regulations would include crypto providers as accountable institutions. Are you in support of this approach?
Yeah, very much so. And the proposal in South Africa is that that is the first step. So that basically requires crypto providers to adhere to anti-money laundering rules, the same rules that banks and other financial service providers already do. I mean, lots of crypto players out there, including ourselves, already voluntarily adhere to those standards. But the key is making sure the whole industry is held to it.
Yeah, and actually, I mean, talk to me about South Africa's own regulatory progress. How is South Africa faring compared to other countries?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the positive is that it's been through a hugely rigorous, robust process. They've been really good at talking to the industry, talking to all stakeholders across the board, and really understanding what regulation is necessary and how best to regulate. But what we need to ensure now is that it's actually implemented, because in that regard, we do risk falling behind the rest of the world. You know, Asia, for example, a lot of the markets we operate in there already have regulatory frameworks in place. We've recently seen President Biden in the US, his executive order, sort of encouraging a coordinated approach to regulation in the US. So I think we're going to see it coming into almost every market very soon, and we definitely want South Africa to stay ahead of the pack.
And you actually mentioned financial crime earlier on. I mean, it's something that's closely watched in the crypto space. Will regulation actually go to the heart of the problem?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to solve financial crime. Just like regulation of the banking industry hasn't solved financial crime in the banking industry, but it is going to make sure that everybody who is involved has those processes, those systems in place to mitigate the risks that there are of financial crime. So, I mean, someone like Luno, we already have a lot in place to prevent financial crime. We use third-party providers, so we know what's going on the blockchain. We can see where cryptocurrency is coming to or going from a suspicious address. We can warn our customers of that. We can prevent some transactions. You know, requiring that of everybody in the industry is going to play a huge part in lessening the risk of financial crime.
Yeah, and lastly, Lucy, I mean, with regulation in place, will this maybe open up a space for financial advisors to kind of play the role that they have been playing in the greater financial space?
Yeah, that's definitely another one of the benefits of regulation coming in. Those providers, they'll be better positioned to offer crypto products to their customers. And customers will then be able to access crypto investments through their sort of trusted financial advisors. And we're obviously working with those parties to make sure that the rails are there so that once regulation is in place, it can flow smoothly.
Right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Lucy, just giving us a detail and insights into regulation in the crypto space. That was Lucy James from Luno.